Sometimes people call me and they are down and they are depressed, and you know, clinical depression is real. But sometimes we allow situations. We allow the people. Even when we speak negatively, we are planting seeds in our own spirit. And I tell people, I will help you with scriptures, but I can't speak it for you. So one of the things you got to do, you got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord, in the Lord. You got to start speaking blessings over yourself in the Lord. You got to start saying that he's leaning in my direction. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to say, I know my blessing coming because I've been planting good seeds. How many people have been planting good seeds? Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, hold on. Make sure you're not planting bad seeds because that's coming too. Thank you, choir. Thank you, band. Father, even now, thank you for your presence in this place. Father, we sense you in our spirit, and you are strong up in here. I pray that the people over social media would be able to feel that you would invade their room, you would invade their space, and that they will sense what we are sensing in our spirit, that you are here. Father, even now, give increase as your word go forth. Lord, touch everyone in the sound of my voice. Lord, touch. Lord, speak. Lord, heal. Lord, fill with your spirit that you are faithful. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. We are still deconstructing of idols to resurrect the living Christ. And today I'm dealing with the power of Christ working towards and in us. Say, the power of Christ be on me. Amen. Amen. Let's see where I want to read from. Give up, you don't have to stand, but let me read it. But whatever former things that I may have been gained to me that I thought was profiting me, the things that I was chasing after, I've come to consider as one combined lost for Christ's sake. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth, the supreme advantage of knowing intimacy, not information, of knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord. And I am progressively becoming more deeply, intimately acquainted with him, not religion, relationship, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him. Say that with me, him, more fully and clearly. For his sake, I have lost everything and consider it to be rubbish, refuse, drag, in order that I may win, gain Christ, the anointed one, and that I may actually be found and known as in him, not having any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own based on my own obedience to the law, demands, ritualism, and uprightness, and to pose right standing with God, thus acquired. But possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the anointed one, the truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith. Hallelujah. For my determined purpose, my focus, my intent is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply, intimately acquainted with perceiving and requiring understanding. Well, I said, the wonders, the awesomeness of his person more strongly and more clearly, that I might in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. That's enough. Lord, even now, give power, give strength. Amen. There are questions that I probably need to answer. The first is, what is in this for you? I believe we don't chase anything unless there's a benefit. One of the questions that we ask is, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying, but end result, bottom line, what is in it for me? To be honest with you, some of us, we know the Lord, but we're satisfied with where we're at because we don't see the benefit of the sacrifice of chasing him. So therefore, we got enough of Jesus. Well, I don't think it's worth all that sacrifice. I've heard people say it don't take all that. So therefore, the purpose of God in us do not become fully fulfilled because we don't look like him. We still look and act like us. What's amazing to me is not only is the people that we're supposed to touch, the people around us miss out because we get in the way of them seeing Christ in us. But I want you to know, we miss out. Though we think the world has what we want, it doesn't. Let me see if I can break this down. Your heart yearning, your soul yearning is really a deeper relationship with Christ in your spirit. The problem is we don't know it, so we chase everything else. If we are chasing anything more than we're chasing Jesus, we're miserable and don't even know it. I tell people that until you really taste him, and taste means that you begin to walk in faith when it's difficult to walk in faith. It means that you got to sit down and be quiet and let God take care of it. It means that you have to give up yourself and trust God at his word when it's not convenient. And when I discovered that the more I'm obedient, the more he shows me himself, won't God step in and fix it? Anybody have had that happen? Won't God, when you focus on him, take the worry away and give you his peace? Won't God give you such joy at times? You're crying, but it's a happy cry. That's tasting him. Have God healed you? Have God strengthened you? Have God worked it out for you? All that is a testimony that in those situations, most of the time, because we had no other choice, we looked up to God and prayed, and God may not have done it when we wanted him to, but he did it. I know some people in this room, including myself, if it wasn't for the Lord watching over me and keeping me, I never would have made it. When the psalmist says, taste and see, that's what he's talking about. And watch it. And he says, and the more we get rid of us, the more our egos get out the way, the more he stands in with power, with his presence, with his love. The battle is not mostly between us and the devil. Don't get me wrong. He's there. But he's there to make us make the wrong choices. He's there to make us not trust God and do it our way. That's my battle. Listen. The more I trust God, the more Satan, his attacks don't affect me as much. Now, you understand what I said. I'm not saying, I'm not there yet. But I find strength in my experience with Christ. The more I experience his keeping power, what used to work on me don't work no more. There's some things that Satan used to throw at me that would make me go crazy. There's some things that he throws at me, the same thing, I can say, psst. Don't mean nothing. Why? Because I'm learning to know who I am in Christ. Is there anybody in the house where you're getting to know who you are in Christ? So what people's opinion, what they think, the small insults they throw at you, you can keep on walking because you know you're a child of God. You know God got your back. What do you think Paul is talking about in all of this? What he's saying is, he says, as I grow and mature in my faith, my experience with him is better, greater, so fulfilling, more than anything else. And the things that I thought was going to satisfy me, the things I used to chase, he said, I have made an exchange. Let me put it in where we can understand it. God's high is the best high you ever had. Getting drunk is in the spirit is better than 151 Puerto Rican rum. He's real. Notice I have not said anything about religion. Because if that's all you have and you don't know him, then you have nothing. You have nothing. Listen. We find ourselves that we are adjoined to. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we've been engrafted. We've been joined to him by faith. If you are saved, you got the Holy Spirit in you, actively working. The job of the Holy Spirit is not to talk about himself. He is the third person of the Trinity. It's three in one. One God, but three personalities. But his job is to expose, to reveal, to show us and create in us the person of Jesus. Because God's ultimate purpose is to fill the earth with men and women that looks like him. I know? Whether I'm really walking with him? Is am I expressing the love of God through me? How I know is when I got peace, when I got joy, when I got kindness, when I got mercy, when I'm loving on folks, when I got self-control. Why? Because that's the character of Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians is really, it's the character of Jesus. And watch this, it is the character of the Holy Spirit in us. So you know what that means? You got power. You got power. But hold on. You can only get into that power when you turn it, tap into it by trusting God by faith. When you look up, you need to look up at Jesus and say, Lord, today be my peace. And when I find myself worrying, help me to take my mind off of all the distraction and let me look to you. Even our trouble are working together as good because it's making us lean in more. Yeah, if you're going through worry, if you're going through trouble, know what we need to do? Lean in. Lean in even more. Read your word. Get into the word. Pray more. Become weak in yourself and become strong in him. Guess what? He says in Ephesians chapter 1, he said, the same power, the exact same power that rose Jesus' body from the dead and rose him up in a resurrected new person is the same power that God has towards us. So let me ask the question. If that power conquered death, conquered the devil, then what is it he can't walk you through? Come on now, think with me. If God said, I'm for you like I was for my son, because now you're my children, what is it you can't do? What is it you can't go through? What is it that you can't stand bold and stand still and say, I trust my God even through this situation, because I know he's for me. I know his power is towards me. I know he's in me. You know, one of the things that the devil has done, he has sold us a lie. He has gotten into our thinking, and we don't know how powerful we are in Christ Jesus. Listen, but first, before we can know his power, you have to become weak in yourself. Let me explain. If we think we can do it without him, but most of us are trying to live our lives without him. He's not in our conversation. He's not in our thinking. We need him on Sunday. We need him when trouble hits and we realize we're in trouble. But wait a minute. It says, lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge, which means surrender in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. Some of the trouble we were having, we did it. Some of the hurt we had, we made it. Because we trust us more than we trust him. If we could just get me out the way. Hold on. Now, not me. Me for me. But you for you. Because some of y'all say, yeah, if we could get Reverend Venice out the way, we'd be, nah. Me for me, you for you. This is personal, okay? Listen what he says. Listen what he says in Romans 28:30 in the Good News. It says, we know that in all things, God works for good. And really saying, he's working for the good of his children. Because he made us for himself. You cannot operate by yourself without your power source. The picture that I see is a lamb trying to fight a bear. He's dead lamb. He's lamb chop. When we try to live life in our own power, it's a wonder we stressed out. It's a wonder we worried. It's a wonder things are going the way it's going. Because we're not allowing the power of God towards us and the power of God in us to be manifest because we're unplugged. How can I say this? Get plugged up. It takes surrendering. It takes saying I'm not going to do it my way, but I'm going to do it your way. But I'd rather have the power of God. I'd rather have the peace of God. I'd rather have the protection of God than trying to do it my way. I'm learning. Hopefully we are learning that there's a real living Savior who wants to walk with us and talk with us and guide us and empower us no matter what the devil throw at us. There's so much power in the house that we got let loose. Anybody who have come in here that don't know him will know him because of the power in the house. We just seen a small portion of it when the choir was singing, but there's more. Paul was saying this. He said, I have tasted. I have experienced. My Lord Savior, I know him, and I'm learning his personality. I said, when we don't know his personality, we don't trust him. When we don't really know he loves you, he got good for you, that he will empower you, we don't trust what we don't know. So the more we learn, the more we say, Lord, teach me. Lord, show me. Lord. I remember, I will never forget this, watching the news, and it was this lady who, she had dementia. And she was at a museum where these famous paintings, old paintings was there. I don't know how she got to this painting. I don't know how she got a paint set in the museum. She must have been there before, and in her mind, the painting wasn't finished. It was a portrait of a person, and it was a masterpiece. When she got finished with that picture, when they called her, she had gotten to one side, and it was totally distorted. You was originally, Adam and Eve was originally made to fill the earth with God's glory. We were supposed to be a picture of his character, a picture of his love, a picture. And what Satan did that when he got with Adam and Eve and they walked away from God, they totally distorted the picture. Have you listened to the news lately? Have you seen all the ugliness and evil that's going on? That's not God's fault. The devil distorted his picture. His masterpiece is you and I. Jesus came for us to be born again, and that means to restore what was lost. With this picture, and they showed the picture of it, man, it was messed up. And they called in some other architect painters to come and try to restore our Creator. Became one of us to do what you and I couldn't do ourselves. First, he paid the price for everything that we would ever do. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he chose you before he started, because he started at the end, went to the beginning, and he knew he was going to call you. But in this process, he's restoring us to the original glory of what he created us to be. But you got to work with him. I got to work with him. You know what the biggest problem? It's not people out there. It's not even people here. It's you resisting the power of the Holy Spirit working on the inside, because we want to do what we want to do and think it's okay. When someone meets you, they ought to sense the presence of Christ. When somebody, hold on, the Lord just told me this. He said, we know. We know. Listen, I know when I done messed up. I know when he tells me to do something and I haven't done it. I know when the Holy Spirit is leading one way and I intentionally. Come on now, don't leave me out here by myself. We know with our strong selves, with our cute self, with our smart self, with our intelligent self, we know. Can you imagine? I take that back. We can't imagine what he really wants to do with us. You want to complain how bad the world is? Then you ought to be changing those around you. If we are making an impact in our area, just look how many people are in here and listening, and see how much of a power that is. He called us to be high priests. He called us to be a holy nation. He called us to be the royal priesthood. He called us, he says, you are. If we just start being the are, he says we are. I got to check me. You need to check you. When you got an attitude against people that God told you to forgive, check yourself. When you refuse to let go of what the Lord forgiven you for, check yourself. When we act nasty for no reason, and there's no reason to act nasty, check yourself. We ought to be, as children of God, we ought to be checking ourselves, asking God to forgive us, and then walk better, talk better. Listen. God put us here to change other people as we show them Christ in us. That's power. That's power. The same power that rose Jesus is the same power in us. Now listen, what I'm going to do. You're releasing that power. You're releasing that power. We're releasing that power, but you got to be connected. Oh, what power he has given you and I. Watch this. Busters, let me go here. I'm going to skip all this. I got all this, but I'm going to skip all this. And I'm going to go here. Listen to Hebrews 12, 1 and 3 in the Amplified. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Now watch this. This explains, because we've been reading this verse wrong. I have preached it wrong in past, and it has taken the power out of it. Watch this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, watch this. Those who bore testimony to the truth. Not those in heaven. Those that we have seen and live around us, and we were amazed by their faith. Listen, those watching us from heaven don't help us. It says, no, he said, number one, the people that lived the life in front of us that we saw, that was a signpost, we would be held guilty for what we didn't take out of that. It's quiet in here. It's so quiet here. That's good. Listen. He said, we seen him. We seen people. We seen old people. That was so sweet. Which means if you mean, there's no excuse. Sister Boyd, wow. Some of y'all remember Sister Roman, wow. Dealing with aches and pains like everybody else, but the Spirit of God was so on them. You know, there's people that has passed on that their witness of their personality bear witness of Christ. Let's go on. He says, by faith have testified of the truth of God. Listen, by faith. Did you hear that? By faith. What is he saying here? He's saying, instead of talking about what's gone wrong, we need to give witness for what had went right. Let me see if I can explain this. Let me see if I can explain this. He said, instead of complaining, you ought to be shouting for joy. Because if it wasn't for God who kept you through, listen, see, we want nothing to happen. The greatest miracle is not when nothing happens. The greatest miracle is what you went through and came out of. Some of y'all went through literally H-E-L-L, but you made it. Some of y'all, your story is so bad, people don't believe it, but you made it. Listen, you didn't make it because you was that strong. You didn't make it because you are that wise. You made it by the power of God. And that is your witness and your testimony. Why do you think I'm not ashamed of the stuff I've done in my past? And y'all know, because nobody but God. Oh, nobody but God. I'm ashamed of the stuff I did. But I'm proud that God came and snatched my butt. May not be, Paul says this, we need a godly revelation, because it says, Proverbs says, when we don't have a godly revelation, we take off all restraints. No idea, I had no godly revelation. So I got caught up in everything I thought I was big and bad enough to do. I could hang and all of that, and I had no godly revelation. Told you, did not like myself, so I did not care. I did not see who I was in Christ had no godly revelation. Many of you are living by your hurt instead of by your calling. You're living by stuff what somebody else put on you instead of living by what God has already said about you. When you begin to ask, who am I in Christ? And Paul says this. He says, I have not yet apprehended for the reason that God apprehended me. He said, he didn't just save me to save me, but he has a purpose and called on me that he wants me to fulfill. Here he is, and he's in jail. He's writing the New Testament. And yet he's saying, I haven't made it yet. I still see a me ahead of me. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He said, I'm pressing towards the mark. Said, you don't understand this, but I'm not there yet, but I see. And that keeps me on track. And as long as I'm on track, the devil can't stop me. People can't hinder me because I got my eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher, the mature of my faith. I got a question in the house. Who you looking at? You got to look past folks. You got to look past your past. You got to look past family. You got to look past people that try to hold you back. If you got to walk by yourself, you walk with Jesus by yourself. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! See, nobody can keep you like Jesus. He sticks closer than a brother. Set your eyes on him and don't let nobody, I mean nobody, don't let nobody deter you from walking out your faith. Hallelujah. I agree with the choir. This is a season. This is your season for your blessing. For the seeds that you have planted, you will get fruit. But you got to stay focused. The devil intention for everyone that is listening, for everyone in this room, is this, that if he can't, and he can't stop you from being saved, but he's trying to impede, hinder, stop. You know what? When people don't like me, they probably shouldn't like me. You know why? The more your light shines on people whose light not shining, they don't want your light to expose them. You know why I say that? Shine, Lord Jesus, shine. You ought to move people to jealousy. Well, favor is not fair. But it comes because you're walking with him. And if you walk in your favor, folks that refuse to walk with him will become jealous of your favor. Cain and Abel, watch, one brother did what was right and required. The other brother did what he wanted to do. And he saw the favor of Abel. And God even came to him and said, if you just do right, if you just do what I ask you to do, won't I favor you too? But you know us, stiff-necked, determined to do it our way, get mad at God because he won't let us do it our way, and then we get mad that God is blessing somebody else. I don't know about you. I'm going to go get my blessing. I don't know about you. I want to walk in my favor. I don't know about you. I want more power towards me, in me. And what it takes is to keep your eyes on him. This is what it says. He said, because he's the one who started it and he's maturing it. Our faith in him ought to be stronger. Our understanding in him ought to be stronger. Little old lady in the church, Charles Stanley tells the story. She would come up to him, and he'd be preaching some deep messages. And she would come up to him and say, she said, you did good. That was a good message. But you haven't seen anything yet. She had been walking with the Lord a long time, and she had this deep, deep relationship. And she would say amen to everything he said, but then she would say, but son, it's deeper than that. You know what I want to say to us? That no matter how deep you think you are, it's deeper. He's better. He's greater. I tell myself, I'm just scratching the surface. But the surface is so good. I'm not going to let anything stop me. Say that with me. I'm not going to let anything, nobody stop me from what God has for me. What God has for you is for you. Don't let nobody, don't let nothing stop you from getting what God has for you. Oh. Lord, even now, help us to see you more clearly. Help us to turn away from all distraction and hindrance. Lord, what we don't understand is we're not home yet. This isn't heaven. This is where our faith grows. You said in your word that the glory that you have for us, that even the suffering of this world isn't worthy to be compared. We're your children, and you're in love with us, and you know the best thing that could ever happen for us, towards us, in us, is you. Is you. Father, remove the blindfolds. Remove, Lord, that we may see. That we may understand that you're the answer to our soul salvation. You satisfy. Oh Lord, you satisfy to the utmost. Father, even now, let us see. For those that are watching on Facebook, YouTube, God loves you. And you're looking for life. You're looking for the healing of your soul. You're looking for soul fulfillment in all the wrong places. I've been there. But when Jesus came into my life and I truly surrendered, what a change! What a peace, what a joy, what a satisfaction. it's not God that moves. I may get out of the way, but I come right back. Oh. It's saying, Lord, come into my life. It's saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I believe you died for my sins and you rose again. Lord, forgive me. And if you say that, meaning it, if you think it, meaning it, if you can't talk, the Lord will come into your life and there will be a change. Then you keep on growing in him. Hallelujah. You can call the numbers and somebody will call you back. Thank you for watching. You're going to act like a minister today. Those in the house that you don't know him, are you out of fellowship and you need a covering in a church that the word is given and God is moving you to join this minister here in the blue? Come to him. He will show you how to receive as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Deacon Jefferson, stand with Chris so that he won't be, y'all, okay, split, y'all can be there. If you want to come up front, we got a young lady who's coming for prayer. I need some females to come up front to stand with her. To stand with her. There's other that need prayer. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Those of us want to stand. If you don't mind touching somebody's hand, touch somebody's hand. And if you touch their hand, pray for them. Intercede for them. Father. Heavenly Father, not like some of our earthly fathers.